This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I hope you enjoyed our last episode, episode 562, which was super different from anything we've done before. I had my boyfriend on the show, and we were talking about how we navigate differences in our eating habits now that we live together. And really, this was something we worked to navigate and optimize even before we were living together, when we were just eating a lot of meals together, going out a lot, things like that. So I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you have any questions or would like to hear elaboration on anything that came up, we also answered a ton of your questions. So keep the feedback coming. I am happy to address things that didn't come up, to dive deeper into areas where you have questions about. Let me know. I am always happy to do what helps you help you. And along those lines, one of you messaged me requesting another motivational mini-sode. Some of my favorite episodes are those ones that are just straight fire, motivation, fire you up, spur you into action. And it's been a while since we've done a motivational mini-sode. When the request came in, it was right around a time when I posted something on social media that got a lot of positive feedback. So I thought that we would just riff on that topic today. And that post I'm referring to just simply said, "You are not stuck, you stopped. There's a difference. You are not stuck, you stopped. There's a difference." One of the things that gets in our way when we're trying to create change, it's the way we overwhelm ourselves. The way sometimes we just tell ourselves we are stuck when we're really not stuck. We're just either doing something that doesn't work or we stop trying. We stop trying. This is true whether you feel like you're stuck in your health goals, you're stuck in your job, you're stuck in life in general or finances. If you don't do something about it, you're going to end up feeling frustrated, disappointed, off track, and it is an option. When I say it's an option, the fact is, whether you choose to act on it or not, that if you feel stuck, it's a choice. Because there are infinite numbers of things you can do right now to unstick yourself. Just because you feel stuck does not mean you are stuck. When one of my clients in the 12 weeks to transformation messages me and says, "I feel stuck," I remind them that that's essentially the equivalent of driving along the highway, pulling off onto the shoulder of the road, putting the car in park, taking the keys out of the ignition, and then freaking out that you're stuck. You're not stuck. You just stopped. So here are five reminders that you can use, that you can act on the next time you feel stuck. Whether it's stuck in a moment, stuck in a period of life, stuck in the pursuit of a goal, you are not stuck. So these five reminders. Number one, don't let how you feel about the problem overshadow what you can do to create a solution. And we'll dive into each one of these for a little bit. Number two, feeling stuck is both vague and general. In specificity, you will find your superpowers. Number three, are you letting the problem lead? Stop following the struggle. Number four, you will feel more free when you let go of what we'll call life overgrowth. And we'll explain what that means here in a few minutes. Number five, if you feel stuck, put someone else in your shoes. We often hear that more commonly as step into somebody else's shoes. But no. put someone else in your shoes. Let's dive into these one at a time. If you are feeling stuck in a day, in the middle of your day, when you're facing a choice, in life in general, or in any goal that you are working to achieve, don't let how you feel about the problem overshadow what you can do to create the solution. If you feel stuck, I want you to acknowledge that you talked yourself into that. You convinced yourself that you were stuck. It's less about a state of how things are in your life and much more about the state of your thoughts, the state of your mind. You can at any time convince yourself that you are stuck, but you also at any time can convince yourself that you are not stuck. A very familiar example is weight loss. If you focus on all the things you haven't done and all the times you've given up, you might feel stuck. If you focus on all the things you don't want to do or aren't willing to do or seem like they would be awful, you might feel stuck. However, you could focus on other things. You can focus on all the opportunities for improvement that you are willing to make today. You could focus on all the baby steps that are possible for you. You can make a list of all the things you are able and willing to do today that represent an improvement for you and pick your goals for this day based on that list. When you feel stuck, check yourself. Are you focused on how you feel about the problem or are you focused on what you can do to bring about the solution? The second thing to keep in mind in those moments when you feel stuck is that that idea, I'm stuck, is both vague and general. And when you get specific, you start to see a more complete version of reality. And in that version of reality, you will see all sorts of options that allow you to be unstuck. So when we think in generalities, when we are vague with what's going on with our lives, we miss a lot. There's a huge difference between I feel stuck and I want to lose weight, but I'm not doing the work, and I feel kind of stuck behind my excuses. The excuses I feel stuck behind are. So feeling stuck is the starting point, not the end point. Feeling stuck is the beginning of your inquiry, not the end. Speaking of inquiry, questions are one of the tools that I use all the time. They are really the backbone of my book, Chasing Cupcakes. So here are a few questions that you can use to move yourself from the vagueness and the generality to the specifics. Why do you feel stuck? What is it that you want? Is there something that you can do today to create progress? What is in the way? If there was a solution, what would it look like? If there is something you can adopt today via your behaviors to move closer to the solution, what would it be? If there was something that you could do that would help you make progress today, what would that be? Identify the thing you feel like you should be doing or the thing you wish you were doing, the thing you wish was easy, and then find a way to move in that direction today. Get specific about what is in the way and what your options are for moving beyond the struggle. There are always options. It really comes down to, are you holding yourself to the standard of considering them and taking action on them? The third thing to keep in mind in the moments or the times, the seasons of life when you feel stuck, are you letting the problem lead you? Is the problem out in front or is the solution out in front? Stop following the struggle. Consider your thoughts and your feelings about that area where you feel stuck. What is out in front, the problem or the solution? Are you thinking about past patterns? Are you thinking about your struggles? Are you thinking about obstacles? Don't let the problem lead. Don't let that be out in front, in the forefront of your mind, in the forefront of your actions, in the forefront of your feelings. Lead with the solution. And I'm not suggesting that the problem and your feelings about it don't exist. Just don't let them lead. Don't give them the emphasis and the priority. I've shared with you guys 100 times before because it's just a really great example. When my roof was leaking recently, even though it had been repaired just a couple weeks earlier, and I guess I use repaired in quotes because it wasn't repaired, here it was leaking and water was all over the kitchen. My tendency was to lead with the problem. I can't believe this. It was just fixed. Why is this happening? The guy who fixed it screwed up. This is a disaster. Leading with the problem makes you feel all sorts of negative emotions. It makes you feel overwhelmed. But leading with the solution quiets all of that. It simplifies the situation. It keeps your emotions in check. Leading with the solution is empowering. So in that situation, lead with not how I feel about the problem, but lead with the solution. What do we need to do to get this fixed? Resist the tendency to fixate on the problem. Dial back the emotion that is coming from the problem focus. Lead with the solution. How do we make this right? The fourth thing to keep in mind in moments, seasons of life, when you feel stuck, you will feel more free when you let go of the excess, of this idea of overgrowth in your life. Oftentimes, feeling stuck is a result of overwhelm. There's so much chaos in your thoughts, in your feelings, in your circumstances, that the path to the solution is just simply obstructed. It's not that there isn't a solution. It's not that the solution is complex or hard. It's just that we can't see it because there's so much other stuff in the way. And I had a really wonderful opportunity to see this in my own life just the other day when I was pruning the apple trees on my property. Because it had been way too long since they were properly cared for, since they were cut back and the limbs were overgrown. They were forming a canopy, weaving together the trees, and the light couldn't get in. Well, the same thing happens in our lives. As we add new obligations, new commitments, new tasks, new responsibilities, plus we add in fears, past struggles, resentment, arguments, all of this stuff. And at some point, if the solution doesn't seem clear, try cutting out what is in the way, what's obstructing it. Take a look at your life and ask, what's gotta go? What's blocking the light? Where is there overgrowth? Have I taken on additional responsibilities that I need to let go of? Are there things that I can outsource, that I can have somebody else take on? Are there grudges I need to release? Negative thoughts that I've just got to let go of? Resentment that it's time to surrender? Fears that I can stop focusing on? Get rid of the excess. Turn off the TV. Spend less time on social media. Clean out your fridge. Clean out your closet. Stop spending money on stupid stuff you don't need. Clear your own path. So often, it's not that the solution isn't there. It's that we can't see it because there's too much other junk in the way. And then the last thing to keep in mind the next time you feel stuck is the great exercise of putting somebody else in your shoes. If someone else felt stuck in this same situation, how would you advise them? What steps would you encourage them to take? How would you help a friend or a loved one if they were in your shoes? Write it down. Write down the advice you would give to them. Now take it. Stuck is a perspective. Stuck is a choice. And you have options. Beginning with, will I continue to convince myself that I'm stuck? You're not stuck. You stopped. And there's a difference. I told you guys that I am really dialing up my effort to make as many resources available to you for free as possible. And as I mentioned in one of the last episodes, I recently did a poll over on social media, Instagram and Facebook, about what resource would help you guys the most. And what you told me is excuses. Help me stop making excuses. Help me stop submitting to the same excuses. So I did it. I created it. It's available as a PDF, also as an audio. And all you need to do is go to the show notes page for today's episode, which you can find at primalpotential.com/563. Primalpotential.com/563. And you'll see a link to get that excuses tool today. And in the meantime, you're not stuck. Use these reminders. the next time you feel stuck. If you're curious about what it's like to work with me and get these reminders on a daily basis applied to you, your life, your circumstances, your stories, definitely learn more about the 12 Weeks to Transformation. I will link up that information in the show notes at primalpotential.com/563, or you can go right to primalpotential.com/transform. We will be kicking off our next 12 Weeks to Transformation in April, but registration will open in March 1st to the waitlist. So when you go to the show notes page for today's episode or primalpotential.com/transform, you'll learn more about that and you'll have an opportunity to hop on that waitlist and learn more and get sneak peeks inside the winter group, learn what's going to be different about the spring group. I'd love the opportunity to work with you. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me. Make today great, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.